弟兄姐妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
在我们大堂聚会的弟兄姐妹们早安。
Those of you that are in the sanctuary, good morning.
在网上跟我们直播的弟兄姐妹们早安。
And those of you that are joining us online, good morning.
今天早上的问安是一个对教会的问安。
And this greeting is a greeting to the church.
你知道在英文当中如果跟教会问安的时候好像听起来比较顺耳。
It seems it's more pleasing to the ear when we actually say this greeting in English.
他说 good morning church.
It's good morning church.
用英文讲的时候弟兄姐妹听到就觉得对我就是 church.
So the English speaking brothers and sisters, they would agree that yes, I belong to the church.
然后一般呢，这个感受就是很温馨很温暖。
And it's a very comforting and warm feeling.
我就不知道用中文问的时候说教会大家早安大家心里面怎么感觉
But I don't know what it feels like in Chinese
总感觉教会好像不是我
It seems though as though the church I don't belong to the church
不是说我不属于教会是 I am not the church 我不是教会对不对教会是一个我去的地方
It's as though church is just a place that I go to
教会是一个一个组织一个人去创办的一个事情然后我去参与
Or it's an organization made by man and I'm just going to join it
但是我盼望我们讲华语的弟兄姐妹们慢慢慢慢在对神的话和神对我们的心意对教会的心意更认识更了解之后
But I pray and hope that the Chinese speaking brothers and sisters will have a better understanding after we teach on this topic.
然后长老问候说教会早安。
So then when the elders say, good morning church,
那我们心里面感受就是这就是在讲到我。
And our hearts would say, that's me.
因为我就是教会的一份子。
Because I'm a member of the church.
我是教会的成员。
I'm a member of the church.
不但是我属于教会，教会属于我。
It's not that I belong to the church, but the church belongs to me.
弟兄姐妹，我们读过圣经的人都知道教会是什么。
And those of you that have read scripture knows what is a church.
或者你听过这样子的一个解释，就是说教会是基督的身体。
Or you've heard of this explanation that the church is Christ's body.
那所以如果我们属于基督，我们就是属于他的身体。
So if we belong to Jesus Christ, then we are part of his body.
弟兄姐妹，这个不是只是一个概念而已，这是一个实际。
And this is not just a concept, but it's truth and it's a fact.
那今天在哥林多前书里面的这一段经文，弟兄姐妹，它的大主题是属灵的恩赐。
But in a big portion of this scripture is really talking about spiritual gifts.
或者说它的重点是讲到属灵的恩赐。
Or the main point of this passage is regarding spiritual gifts.
但是神的心意要呈现出来，要让我们知道的更重要的是，主耶稣基督的身体是什么。
But God's heart is for us to really understand what is Christ's body.
主耶稣基督的身体就是他的教会。
And Christ's body is His church.
而他的教会就是属于他的人。
And his church, are his people.
你我蒙恩得救的人就是教会。
Those of us that are saved, and belong to him are, the church.
我们一起来到神的面前祷告。
Let us come together and pray.
父神，我们感谢你，今天我们能够与弟兄姐妹们一起来到你的面前，献上我们的敬拜。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come together this morning to worship you.
父神，今天我们在你的话语的面前，主，我们是有一颗学习的心。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you to have a teachable heart.
但是主，我盼望今天早上我们在你话语上面的交通，不是只是一种鼓励的话。
And we pray that as we have communication together that it's not just words of encouragement
也不是只是一种教导也不是只是一种知识上的学习
It's not just a teaching or a relay of information.
但是主，我在你面前祈求你让今天的话语深深的渗透到我们弟兄姐妹的心中。
And we pray that the word, your words would deeply be inserted into our hearts.
主，因为我们要认识你的心。
Because we need to understand your will.
我们要认识你的旨意。
We need to understand your heart.
我们要认识你对你在我身上奇妙的作为。
And we want to know your miraculous work in our lives.
当我们更认识你的话，当我们更认识你的心之后
，After we come to know you better and come to know your heart more.
我们能够在我们的生活、我们的行为、我们的表现上，主能够更荣耀你。
So that we can glorify you in the way that we live our life, in the way in our actions, and in our behavior.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
You pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，我盼望我慢慢慢慢的，我们都能够有一个这样清楚的概念。
And we pray, I pray that slowly we will have an accurate understanding or concept.
教会不是一个机构或是一个组织。
The church is not just an organization.
教会应该呈现出来的是一个活着的，是一个富有活力的一个生命体。
What the church should manifest is an active and living organism.
教会是要富有生命的。
The church needs to have life.
它是一个生命的呈现。
It is a manifestation of life.
它不能是只是一群人聚集在一起组合成的一个机构团体。
It can't just be a group of people gathering together forming an organization.
因为教会在起初被神设立在这世上的时候
，Because in the beginning, the church, as in God's will, as it was, church when church first started,
教会的设立就从来不是依据这个世界上任何的组织机构的原则而设立的
，And it is not set up as an organization with worldly principles.
神并没有依照这个世上的政权体系或者是企业管理的方式来设立他的教会。
He didn't set up the church as an organization that consists of business or management principles.
你知道，神对教会的设计从来也就不是让一群领薪水的专业人士他们来筹办一切，然后呢，其他的人就怎么样来做观众或享受各样的这个节目的呈现。
God's design of the church is not just so we can have a group of paid professionals making decisions and leading, and the rest of the people just act as spectators, just watching.
像其他机构一样，有一群领薪的专业的人员，他们把这个所有的设施、把所有的资源都提供了，然后我们就来这边享受它的好处。
It's not like a worldly organization where you have a group of paid professionals that are making all the decisions and setting everything up so that you have a group of spectators to come and watch and enjoy.
这不是神设立教会的原本的心意。
That's not the heart of God when he first designed or set up the church.
可是很可惜的是什么?
But what is unfortunate,
我们对教会的概念和认识今天反而刚刚所描述的变成今天的常态了。
And it is actually how most churches are today.
从一个主观的方面来讲,
From a objective standpoint,
事实上这是跟我们的生活的习惯是有相关联的。
It's related to how we live our lives and our habits.
在我们在家的时候呢，我们怎么样？我们喜欢我们看新闻。
And at home, we like to watch the news.
我们用我们的平板手机，我们去看资讯。
Or we read on information on our tablets.
我们看 YouTube.
Or we watch YouTube.
我们看社交媒体。
or read social media,
我们看影片，我们看影集。
Or we watch drama or series or TV shows.
那我们出了门，我们同样到处看。
And when we leave our home, we're also still watching.
我们去看音乐会。
We watch concerts.
我们去看电影。
Or movies.
我们去看戏剧。
Or plays.
我们去看球赛。
Or sports games.
但当我们在参与这些事情，我们在看他们的时候呢？我们对这一切事实上没有任何直接的贡献。
But as we participate and watch in these as a spectator, there is no real active participation on our part.
我们不需要有任何的投入。
We don't need to be involved.
我们不需要有任何的付出。
We don't need to give out anything.
我们不需要负上任何的责任。
We don't have any responsibility.
今天事实上很多人就是把教会当成一个周末放假的时候去娱乐去参加的一个什么综艺节目一样。
And for many people, that is how the church has become. It's as if it's an activity that people go to on the weekends.
哦，这是一个你可以去好好享受啊，好好去看，好好去参与啊的活动的一个地方。
It has become an activity that you just go and join and watch and be a spectator of.
你可以听到，你可以看见，可能一个短短的这个励志短讲。
You can maybe listen to a
some uplifting short,
uplifting
right?
short message.
Yeah, like, yeah, inspirational message, right? 你可以去听到一些优美的音乐。
Or you can hear some beautiful music.
那或者你把教会当成一个社交的场所。
Or it has become a social club.
那甚至常常还可以去享用饮食的地方。
And maybe a place where you can enjoy a meal.
那最好的部分啊。
But what's good about it?
就是你到教会来去享受这一切的时候。
Is that when you come to church and enjoy all of this,
它常常是免费的。
Oftentimes it's free, at no cost.
或者很廉价的。Cheap,
or very inexpensive.
You know, 当在过去这一年半
you know, after this year and a half,
因为受到疫情的关系，所以政府就把这个社会上面各样的活动要取消，要让大家隔离的时候
and because we faced the pandemic, a lot of the government has shut down a lot of gatherings and activities.
然后呢，当他们在政府在考虑说什么样的公司行号、什么样的集会、社会上面什么样的活动可以慢慢开放的时候，你们记得吗？他分了好几个这个类别。
And as the government was discussing how to slowly reopen some of these activities, they've categorized them into different categories.
如果你有看过这样的类别的时候 分别的时候
And if you take a closer look at how they've been differentiated or categorized
你就会发现教会的聚会被分到什么样的类别里面
And you will find how the church is grouped into these categories
它是放在大型的音乐会电影院或者是球赛或者是社交活动，或者是餐饮业的这个门类别。
And the church was actually grouped into the same category as concerts, movie theaters, or sporting events.
Yeah, and like social clubs, and,
social clubs,
right, and restaurants. 弟兄姐妹，当我看到这个时候，我很气愤呐。
I was appalled when I saw this.
我很气愤，因为这不是教会。
Because that is not the church.
可是我虽然气愤，但是同时呢，我就了解到一点了。
But even though I was appalled, but I realized something.
他们为什么把教会分类到这边去
？Why did they group the church into the same category as these events?
那就是一群不认识神、不认识耶稣、不知道教会是什么的一群人在把教会分类。
Because the people that were responsible for grouping the church into these categories are a group of people that are unbelievers and that do not understand the true meaning of the church.
对这些不认识神、不懂得主耶稣基督的爱、不懂得生命的价值和意义的人，
Because to those that don't know God's love and the value of life and what Jesus has done,
他们认为教会是一个可有可无是的一种娱乐。
Because they think that church is just an entertainment that you can have or not have.
他们觉得教会的这种聚会聚集你可以参与你可以不去参与你可以你是去那边去观看去那边享受就像是音乐会球赛就像是社交的场所就像是餐馆一样。
Because to them, church is just another place where you can enjoy, you can go or not go, just as the movie theater or sporting events or concerts.
但是今天弟兄姐妹，我们是教会。
But today we are the church.
我们是神的子民。
We are God's people.
我们是神的儿女。
We are God's children.
我们是基督的跟随者。
We are followers of Christ.
那我们需要知道教会是什么。
But we ought to know what is the church.
我们需要知道神设立的教会是什么。
What is the church as God designed to be?
所以神对教会的设计和神对教会的心意是这是一个有活力的一个生命。
So God's will and heart for the church is an organism that has life.
这是一个生命个体。
It is a living body.
这不是因为一群人聚集在一起而成立的一个机构团体。
It's not just a group of people coming together forming an organization.
我盼望弟兄姐妹，我们在教会里面属神的儿女，当我们渐渐的在耶稣的带领之下成长。
And I hope that all of us that belong to God, as we're led by our Lord Jesus in our growth,
我们渐渐都有这样同样的一个看见。
So that we can all have the same perspective.
因为神的话，圣经里面不断地告诉我们教会是什么。
Because in Scripture, it tells us again and again what is the true meaning of church.
而哥林多前书第十二章里面就是把神对教会的心意要让你跟我属于神的儿女能够清楚地认识到。
And in this passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, God's heart is for us to understand this.
弟兄姐妹，如果教会是一个生命体，
If the church is a living organism,
那这个生命体就是活着的。
Then this organism needs to be living.
它因为有生命，它是有活力的。
Because it has life, it should be active and living.
所以它不会是一个组织，它不会是一个机构。
So it's not just an organization.
弟兄姐妹，为什么我们要这么的认真的去读神的话？
Well, why is it that it's so important for us to read God's word?
为什么我们要花这么多时间去明白了解圣经里面讲的每一句话？
Why spend so much time studying what scripture has said and look at every word in scripture?
因为我们关心神的心意。
Because we are concerned about God's heart.
我们知道神的心意都是美好的。
Because we know that God's heart is good.
我们知道神将他的话语赐给我们都是为了我们的益处。
Because we know that every word that God has given to us is for our benefit.
神要让我们知道的所有一切都是为了他爱我们。
And God wants us to know that everything that he has done is because of his love for us.
我们要了解神的话，我们要传讲神的话。
We have to understand his word and we have to teach his word.
所以我们不但能够明白他的心意，我们能够明白他的旨意，弟兄姐妹，我们能够荣耀他。
So that we can understand his heart and understand his will so that we can glorify him.
弟兄姐妹，因为我们是属于神的人。
And because we belong to God,
你和我是教会。
We are the church.
所以神就让我们有这样的一个责任去维护他的圣洁。
So God gives us the responsibility to keep the church pure.
神就给你我这个责任去维护他的形象。
And it gives us the responsibility to uphold this image.
所以弟兄姐妹，教会不是一个我们去的地方。
So church is not just a place that we go to.
教会不是一个人聚集在一起的一个组织机构。
And it's not an organization formed by a group of people coming together.
教会不是一群领薪水的专业人员所筹办出来的一个场所。
And it's not a place established by a group of paid professionals.
教会是有生命的。
The church has life.
教会是有气息的。
It is breathing.
教会是有活力的。
It is active.
属于教会里的每一个人都是活着的。
And every individual in the church is alive.
弟兄姐妹，当我们认识了神，我们经历主耶稣基督的赦罪和主耶稣基督的爱。
After we have come to know God and receive the salvation and understand His love for us,
当我们认罪悔改，我们来到神的面前，我们领受他的生命。
And once we've confessed and repented of our sins and received this new life from Him,
弟兄姐妹，那你我的脉搏当中所跳动的都是神所赐的生命。
Then what is pulsating within us is God's life.
这是永远的生命。
And it's an eternal life.
是一个永恒的生命。
It is an eternal life.
是一个永远不会减少的生命。
It is a life that,
that will never
that
be
will
diminished.
Never diminished.
Yeah. 弟兄姐妹，这是我们的生命，这是属于我们的。
That is our life. It belongs to us.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们每一个作为神的儿女，我们在生活当中动力的来源。
And that is the source of why we're active and living.
你知道，就像在我们自己的身体里面，每一个细胞都是需要是活的。
Just like in our very own bodies, every single cell within it has to be living.
每一个细胞都是要有生命力的。
And it needs to be active and alive.
那在教会当中，每一个属于耶稣的人都是活着的，都是要富有生命力的。
And similarly, in the church, every member of the church needs to be living and active and have life.
所以神的话就描述给我们，让我们看见教会是一个身体。
So then that's why God's word illustrates the church as a body.
你知道在新约圣经里面还有什么其他的这个名词或比喻来描述教会吗？
Do you know what other analogies in the New Testament gives about the church?
要说到教会是主耶稣基督的心腹或新娘。
It talks about that the church is the bride of Christ.
这是一个是活着的，是有生命的。
And bride is a living bride, a living organism, something that's alive.
描述到教会跟基督的关系，他讲到葡萄树跟枝子之间生命的联系。
And speaking on the relationship between the church and our Lord Jesus, it uses the analogy of the vine and the branches.
这是活着的，这是有生命的。
And this is also living and alive.
圣经里面突然同样描述属神的儿女，他说我们是群羊。
And another analogy it gives is a flock of sheep.
基督是我们的大牧者，是我们的好牧人。
And our Lord Jesus is the great shepherd.
我们是他的羊。
And we are his sheep.
羊是有生命，是有活力的。
And again, sheep is living organism.
那在圣经里面，另外还称信徒们是什么呢？
What else does it say about believers?
神称我们为他的儿女。
For believers, we are called the sons and daughters of God.
你看这一切的描述，这一切的比喻，讲到的都是生命。
And these illustrations and analogy gives us the perspective that it's living.
讲到的都是有气息的。
It is breathing.
讲到的都是有活力的。
And active.
所以当圣灵感动的圣经的作者感动保罗，使徒保罗要来告诉我们教会是什么的时候，
So when the Holy Spirit inspires Paul and these authors to tell us about the church,
他所用的这个描述和比喻都是有生命的。
And all of the illustrations and analogy he provides is living and alive.
换句话说，神要让我们知道教会不是一群人组织的机构啊。
In other words, God wants us to know the church is not just an organization.
没有一个人来到教会，属于教会 是一个做观众的。
Nobody in the church body comes to the church just to be a spectator.
是做一个旁听的。
Or something, someone that sits aside and be just a watcher.
是来做一个享受别人供应的。
Or someone that just enjoys what others have to offer.
教会是由每一个神的儿女组合而成的。
The church consists of every member of God's children.
因为每一个属神的儿女都是有生命的，当他们被神组合在一起的时候，这个教会就是有生命的。
Because as each son and daughter of God is alive, come together, it forms a living church.
在圣经里面描述教会的这所有的比喻当中。
In all of the analogies given regarding the church in scripture,
可能可以说是一个最特别、最突出，或 我也觉得说是一个最一个美好、很动人的一个描述。
One that stands out, which I think is the most beautiful and more accurate,
就是讲到教会像是一个身体。
And that is one that the church is like a body.
你看第十二章第十二节，我们来看神的话，他一开始他就描述到说。就像身子是一个。
And if you look back at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, it says, For just as the body is one,
基督也是这样子。
So it is with Christ.
就像是我们人的身体一样，是有生命的一个生命体。
Just like our own body, it is a living organism.
基督的教会是一个有生命的。
The church of Christ is a living organism.
弟兄姐妹，教会不是一个由人框架出来、设计出来的一个这个组织。
It is not an organization designed or set up by man.
神对教会的心意是让教会能够有生命的展现。
God's heart for the church is to manifest a living life.
教会不是人的组合，它是一个生命的结合。
It's not a form of organization, but it is a living organism.
弟兄姐妹，我们不只是在一起。
We're not just here together.
我们是在一起有活力。
We're together with active and living life.
因为我们在教会当中，我们集结起来，我们是一群富有生命力的细胞。
Because when we come together, we are an active living organism.
我们每一个人都是活着的。
Because everybody is a living part.
我们每一个人都拥有神的生命的气息的。
Because we all have the life of God within us.
每一个人都有活力。
We're all active.
因为我们每一个人都是有用的。
Because all of us have a purpose.
每一个都是不可或缺的。
And none of us are indispensable.
弟兄姐妹，哥林多前书的第十二章这里，保罗不只是在教哥林多的信徒关于属灵恩赐。的一个教导。
So in this passage, it's not just Paul teaching about spiritual gifts.
弟兄姐妹，我们如果去好好的读这段经文，我们可以看出来，保罗是在纠正哥林多信徒错误的观念。
When we read this text, it's Paul correcting the Corinthian church.
因为哥林多人他们的行为、他们的生活，他们扭曲了神对教会的心意。
Because with the members of the Corinthian church have misunderstood or misinterpreted God's heart for these spiritual gifts.
作为基督的身体，他们呈现出来的却是属世界的，而不是属基督的样式。
As a body of Christ, what they've displayed was worldly and not of God.
他们 不论是在教会的生活当中，或者是个人的生活当中，他们呈现出来的是属肉体、属世界的追求。
And whether if it's in their church life or in their personal life, what they have manifested is worldly or fleshly.
而不是一个属神的、属灵的追求。
And it's not a pursuit of their spirit, of the spirit or of God.
他们在他们的思想、在他们的行为上更像是这世上的人，而不是像是一个属神的人。
And in their way of life or in their thinking, they were still in their, like, their old self, the flesh, not of someone that is of God.
所以他们在人，在这个世人面前呈现出来的不是一个属神的人的样式。
So what they've manifested is not someone that belongs to God.
而教会在世人世界上面前的呈现就不像是一个属基督的教会。
So then the church, as it's manifested to the world, is not a church that belongs to God.
换之而言，这一群信徒，哥林多的信徒，在许多的事情上面，他们没有将主耶稣基督应得的这个荣美的形象在这个世界上呈现给世人看。
So in other words, the Corinthian church was not manifesting to the world the true image of Christ.
很多人每次讲到哥林多前书，讲到哥林多的信徒的时候，
and oftentimes when we study or talk about the Corinthian church,
好像就常常小看他们，贬低他们。
And we're always looking down on them.
哦，他们是一群属肉体的信徒，他们是一群不追求的，他们是不属灵的，他们是很糟糕的。
Well, they're just a group of people that are only living for themselves. They're not pursuing things of God.
我们不要去批评他们。
Let's not judge them.
可是我们看见圣经在这个哥林多前书里面，保罗针对他们一些生活上面行为的事情，他做了一些纠正的工作，是不是？
And as we read this passage, we see that Paul addressed certain issues and tried to correct them.
他们是一群新的信徒。
They were new believers and immature.
所以他们，对，所以他们还很幼稚，他们还需要成长。
So they were immature and still needed to grow.
在他们许多的思想，他们的行为上面，当然是跟他们过去习惯的这种生活和文化是分不开的。
So of course, they were still influenced by their old way of thinking or their old way of life, worldly ways.
所以他们有很多属人，对，属人属事的思想和这个习惯。
So they have certain habits and their old way of living.
可是我们在过去这，我也不知道半年、一年的时间，我们看哥林多前书。
But within this past year, as we're studying this book,
我们记得他们在教会当中，他们容忍这个不道德的事情。
And there was a lot of immorality within the church.
我们看见他们当中很多人是以自我这个私人的利益为出发点做事待人。
And how they treated others and in their decision making, there was selfish. There was a lot of selfish interest.
他们又有很多的骄傲。
And they were very proud.
然后他们喜欢分党分派。
And they were caused factions and divisive.
他们追求人的这个知识，他追求人的这种哲学。
And they were seeking and pursuing knowledge and philosophies of man.
他们在教会当中既然有信徒之间彼此的诉讼。
And within each their members, they have cliques.
They're suing each other.
Oh, they're suing each other.
然后他们就跟当时的这个社会的风气一样，把神所设立男女之间的分别，他们要好像把它抹杀掉。
And they followed the patterns of the world in obscuring God's ordained roles for men and women.
他们不懂的，他们聚在一起领主餐的时候，他们是在纪念主的身体。
They didn't realize that during Communion, the Lord's table, they were observing something that was sacred. And they gathered together and feasted.
那有些人没东西吃，肚子饿，有些人酒足这个饭饱的。
And some got drunk, or some just went ahead and ate before others that were still hungry.
但是像你弟兄姐妹，你想想看，这样的一个教会的生活，这样的一个信徒的生活。
So you can see this type of behavior of believers.
他们这样的表现就没有将基督荣美的样式呈现出来了。
So they were not portraying the proper image of Christ.
所以这个基督荣美的形象就在世人面前消失了。
So then this beautiful image of Christ.Has been lost to the world.
弟兄姐妹，从一个角度来看，保罗写给哥林多教会的这封信啊。
From another perspective, Paul wrote this letter to the Corinthian church.
神要信徒们 认识到什么？
What does God want the believers to know?
不是只是生活行为观念的一种标准或这个准则而已。
It's not just a standard or a principle for living.
弟兄姐妹，神借着哥林多前书向我们描述的就是什么？基督身体柔美的样式。
What he is trying to portray is what is that beautiful image of Christ's body.
神在这个世上设立了教会，让属他的人，属他的儿女建立教会，所以能够在世人的面前呈现神的美好。
The church was established by God here on earth to portray the beautiful image of Christ.
使世人能够看见神的大爱。
So that the world can see God's great love.
使世人能够看见神呢，不是属地上，乃是属天上的生命。
So that they can see that this life is from up above and not here on earth.
使世人能够看见，只有在教会当中，你才能够看到这个人的美好。
So that the world can see that you can only see the goodness in the church, within the church.
是一个没有罪恶的地方。
It is a place without sin.
是一个没有自私的地方。
It is a place without self-interest.
是一个没有伤害的地方。
And a place where there's no harm.
那当保罗在描写神的教会基督的身体的这个形象的时候，
So when Paul is illustrating this perfect picture of the body of Christ,
弟兄姐妹，他就提到了属灵的恩赐。
So he brings up spiritual gifts.
你知道属灵的恩赐在哥林多前书不是用一章来讲，是用三章来讲。
Do you know God teaches on the topic of spiritual gifts not using just one chapter, but three chapters?
十二、十三、十四。
Chapter 12, chapter 13, and chapter 14.
他用了这么大的一个篇幅去描述属灵的恩赐，弟兄姐妹，你说这是不是对教会的生活和对你我的生命是有很深刻的影响呢？
So when you look at this topic that he uses three chapters, you would realize that it's very important for us to know, and it's for our life, our spiritual life.
弟兄姐妹，我们要注意听。
And we need to listen carefully.
这个属灵恩赐的使用和呈现，
the use and manifestation of these spiritual gifts，
对于一个教会的健康和成长是不可分离的。
It is absolutely essential and can't be apart from the health and the growth of the church.
今天神的教会，
Today, the church of God,
今天属神的儿女若是要在这个世界上面借着教会去影响这个世界，
If God's children want to impact the world through the church,
那属灵恩赐的使用和呈现是绝对与教会不可以分离的。
That's why it cannot be apart from the display and use and manifestation of spiritual gifts.
弟兄姐妹，一个合神心意的教会是一个顺着圣灵而行的教会。
A church that walks in the will of God is a church that walks in step with the Spirit.
一个顺着圣灵而行的教会，弟兄姐妹，一定是一个会使用、会呈现属灵恩赐的教会。
And a church that uses and displays spiritual gifts is one that eagerly seeks and desires these gifts.
一个会使用、会呈现属灵恩赐的教会，弟兄姐妹，是一个渴慕恩赐的教会。
And a church that uses spiritual gifts to display these spiritual gifts to glory God is one that earnestly desires and seeks after these gifts.
渴慕在十四章第一节里面讲到是说切切的去渴慕。
And it not only says just desiring, but earnestly desiring.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天从第十一节开始读的时候，我们知道圣灵的恩赐是什么？是圣灵随着他自己的意思而给人的。
And when we read verse 11, it says that the Spirit apportions to each one individually the spiritual gifts as he wills.
属灵的恩赐不是让你我去拿取的。
Spiritual gifts are not gifts that we take and acquire.
但是属灵的恩赐是让你我去什么领受的，领取的。
But it is something that we will receive.
而且弟兄姐妹，每一个信徒，你知道吗？圣灵都会赐给我们恩赐。
For every believer, the Spirit will give spiritual gifts.
可是圣灵不会给那不渴慕恩赐的人恩赐。
But he will not give those who don't want the spiritual gifts.
你知道哥林多的信徒，他们有他们的问题。
And there were problems in the Corinthian church.
他们的问题不是他们不渴慕。
And it is not, the problem was not that they didn't seek or pursue these gifts.
他们的问题是他们是从人的观点，从自私的观点，从骄傲的观点，他们想要去选择他们要的恩赐。
But they approached it immaturely and selfishly and with self-interest. They wanted to pick and choose which spiritual gifts they wanted.
那因为他们追求的动机错误，他们追求的方式错误，所以整个教会基督的形象就被怎么样？就被这个破坏了。
And because their motivation and their approach and their method was wrong, then that distorted the image of Christ.
但是弟兄姐妹，今天在教会当中同样会有一个像这样严重的一个破坏的一个另外一个错误。
And it's very similar to the church today.
不是错误的动机。
And it is not,
It's not the wrong motivation.
It's not the wrong motivation.
可能不是一个自私骄傲的动机。
And it may not be a motivation or intention of self-interest.
今天同样在教会当中面对的一个很严重的我们会看见的偏差是什么？
A similar problem that happens in the church today
是我不渴慕恩赐。
Is that I don't desire spiritual gifts.
可是为什么会不渴慕恩赐呢？
But why would you not desire spiritual gifts?
因为我不服侍。
Because I'm not submissive.
因为我没有在神所赐给我的生命当中展现活力。
Because I didn't act out or I'm not active in the new life that I've received from God.
何必需要恩赐呢？
Why do I need spiritual gifts?
我没有在属灵的这个境界，我没有在神的国度里面，我在生活。
I'm not living according to God's will, or
I'm not operating in the spiritual realm. I'm not operating in the kingdom of God. 所以我不需要圣灵所赐的恩赐。
And because I'm not living in the spiritual realm, I don't need spiritual gifts.
弟兄姐妹，保罗在这边，所以为什么一开始讲到属灵恩赐，他就说，
That's why,
你是一个身体。
That's why Paul, before he talks about spiritual gifts,says to us that we are a body.
你是一个身体。
We're a body.
你是有功用的。
You have a purpose and use.
不但你自己有神要在你身上的功用，你与你的弟兄姐妹，你与其他的信徒都会被神组合在一起，有神心意上面的功用。
Not only do you yourself have a purpose and use for God, but as you come together with other believers, your brothers and sisters will be used together with God.
所以是不是他就说这个耳朵不可以对眼睛说，哇，我不是眼睛，所以我不属于这个身体。
That's why he says that the ear says, I'm not an eye, so I'm not a part of the body.
啊，我不属于这个身体，那我离开了。
So I'm not a part of the body, then I'll leave.
我说因为我没有你的恩赐，我没有你的服侍，所以 我心里面不舒服， 我埋怨。
Because I'm bitter and because I don't have the same spiritual gift as you, so then I'm going to complain.
或者我们在教会里，我们看着其他的人，我们就说，为什么他们得到这么多恩赐，为什么我没有呢？
Or you may see someone else receive so many spiritual gifts, but I don't have any of them.
我是块好料耶，我应该得到这些恩赐的。
I'm someone that deserves these spiritual gifts.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们要了解神对教会的设计和心意，是不是？
But we have to understand the God's design and will for the church.
我们弟兄姐妹需要有这样的一颗愿意的心，说神啊， 你在我身上的心意是什么？
We need to have a willingness in our hearts to say to God, what is your will for, and your heart for me?
弟兄，神啊，你将你的身体组合起来，这是照着你完美的心意去组合的。
And God, you have formed this body from your own will.
我接受。
I receive and accept.
我信靠神你那无限的智慧当中，无限的爱当中的设计。
I trust your unlimited wisdom and your unlimited love in your design.
神啊，你将属你的人带到了你的身体当中，带到了教会当中。
Bringing those that belong to you, those that have been saved by you into the church.
你将我带到了你的身体，你将我带到了教会当中。
And you've brought me into the body, into the church.
你赐给我的用处是什么？
What is your purpose and your use for me?
你给我的服事是什么？
What is the ministry you have for me?
那我要好好的在这个岗位上面，我要尽责。
And how can I be responsible in this ministry?
我要去经历你。
I want to experience you.
所以弟兄姐妹，教会是一个生命的呈现。
So we see that church is a living thing.
教会像是一个身体。
It's like as a living body.
那既然是一个身体，身体里面就有许多的部位，有许多的肢体。
If it is a living body, there are different parts or different members.
那是这些部分，这些肢体被组合在一起，才成为一个什么完整的身体。
It is these different parts or members that come together to form a body.
每一个部分，每一个肢体都是不同的。
Every member or every part is different.
但是都是怎么样，彼此依赖，要彼此联合的。
But they're all connected and dependent on each other.
这就是这段经文里面所要告诉我们的。
And this is what this passage is teaching us.
这就是这里面的这个用身体来描写教会的这个比喻的真谛，弟兄姐妹。
And this is the reason why this analogy was given.
在这段经文里面，我们可以从四个方面，我们来，弟兄姐妹，我们来认识神对教会、神对你我的心意。
And we can take a look at four aspects, from this passage in regards to understanding God's heart and His will.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在思想这四个方面的时候
，But when we think and reflect on these four aspects,
弟兄姐妹，让我们自己把自己摆在神话语圣灵的光照之下。
Let us be under the light of God's word.
我们要问自己，我了解这是神的心意吗？
And we need to ask ourselves, do I understand God's heart and will?
那我了解之后，我是不是接受它？
And once I understand it, do I accept it?
那我接受它之后，我要来反思我自己在神的面前，我是什么样的一个情形啊？
And once I accepted it,where am I in this whole process?
然后呢，我的盼望，我的祷告，弟兄姐妹。
And then my prayer and my hope,
就是我们能够顺着神的引领，
so that we can submit to God's guidance,
然后我们能够进入到他的心意当中，
and enter into His heart.
这四个层面是什么呢？
What are these four aspects?
合一，
unity，
不同，
diversity，
顺服，
submission。
和联合
and connection.
那第一讲到的就是合一，这是讲到教会里面的合一。
The first is unity, the unity of the church.
那十二十三节讲得很清楚，对不对？就如身子是一个，但是却有许多的肢体，而且肢体虽然多，但是是一个身子，因为基督也是这样。
And in verse 12 and 13, we read that for as the body is one, that's the human body, has many members,And all the members of that one body, being many, are still one body.
你看，身体是一个单数。
Body is singular.
是一个身体。
One body.
可是身上的各个部位，身上的肢体却是什么？多数的。
But the many members and parts is plural.
合一是因为我们不同，才有合一。
And having unity is because we are diverse.
因为是有多数的，是有区别的，是有不同的，所以才会讲到合一。
Because there are many and there's diversity and we're all different, that's why there is unity.
你看第十三节，他说：“我们不论你是犹太人也好，是希腊人也好，你是为奴的也好，是自主的也好。”但是什么？所有的人都从一位圣灵受了洗，成了一个身体。我们都是隐于一位圣灵。
So if you look at verse 13, it says, "For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit."
以弗所书第三节、第四节同样有这样的描述。
Ephesians chapter
4.
Chapter 4, verse 3 and 4.
他怎么说呢？我们要用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, there is one body and one Spirit.Just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call.
是不是第四节，他就继续的说，因为身体只有一个。
Just like in verse 4, there's one body.
神的灵只有一个。
And one spirit.
那就像是你们蒙召，就是你们能够认识耶稣，得到救恩，你们同样有的是一个指望。
Just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your
call. 我们跟随的是一个主。
We follow one Lord.
我们的信仰是同样的一个纯洁的信仰。
It is a pure faith.
我们的洗礼只有一个洗礼，就是受洗归入主耶稣基督的名下。
And there is one baptism under the name of Jesus.
这世界上面只有一位神，他是永远的真神，他是众人的父，是超乎众人之上，是冠乎众人之中，众人之中也住在众人之内。
And one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
这一切讲到的都是合一。
All of this is talking about unity.
弟兄姐妹，合一是教会里面在这世界上面一个特有的一个特征。
And unity of the church is something that differentiates us out in the world and what stands out.
对，可是注意看，如果没有不同的话，弟兄姐妹，我们不用讲合一。
But if there's no diversity, then you don't need to talk about unity.
对不对？没有不同就没有合一。
If there's no diversity, then there's no unity.
因为不同的人，他们聚集在一起的时候
，when different people, diverse group of people come together,
不论他们是性别的不同
，whether it's difference in gender,
文化的不同
，cultural differences,
肤色的不同
，race,
语言的不同。
Language,
背景的不同
or background,
喜好的不同
or different interests,
个性的不同
characteristics,
yeah, or personalities,
or personalities.、
Right? 这些人如果不是不同的人聚集在一起，就没有合一。
If it's not for these diverse group of people coming together, then there's no unity.
因为这许许多多不同的人一般是不会在一起的。
Because normally this diverse group of people will normally not gathered together.
可是今天属神的儿女却不同。
But it is different for us as God's children today.
他们能够结合在一起，是因为主耶稣基督的爱，是因为主耶稣基督的救恩，是因为神的引领。所以今天他们这些不同的人就合一了。
They have come together because of God's love and God's salvation.And under God's guidance, that they would come together and have unity.
你知道在约翰福音第十七章第二十节，约翰福音第十七章是主耶稣基督升天之前在父神面前所做的一个大祭，为信徒们所做的一个大祭司的祈祷。
In John chapter 17, before Jesus' ascension, he had a prayer most often called the high priestly prayer.
在约翰福音第十七章第二十节，主耶稣基督他为信徒的祷告就是什么
？And in verse 20, he prayed for his disciples.
他说：“我不但为这些人祈求。
”And what did he ask for?
他说我不但为这些人祈求，我也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
He says, I do not ask for these only, but also for those who believe in me through their word.
我不但为我这些门徒，十二个门徒和跟随我的这群人祷告，我要为他们因为将我的福音传出去而信我的人祷告。
So he's not only praying for his, the 12 disciples there, but all of the disciples.
他说什么？因为我要他们都合而为一。
That they may all be one.
正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
Just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
弟兄姐妹，教会的合一
，Dear brothers and sisters, the church's unity.
是在这个世界上面让世人见证到。神的真实的一个表现
It is a manifestation of the witness and the testimony of God.
主耶稣基督第二十二节他继续祷告的时候他说你所赐给我的荣耀我也已经赐给他们了使他们合而为一像我们合而为一
And in the following verse in verse 22 the glory that you have given me I have given to them.That they may be one, even as we are one.
弟兄姐妹，教会的合一所反映出来的是神的荣耀。
And the unity of the church reflects God's glory.
因为我们都是属于神的人。
Because we all belong to God.
在这个世界上面，没有其他的力量可以让不同的人集合在一起的。
There is no other power in this world that can bring a diverse group of people together.
只有神的爱。
Only God's love.
只有基督的救恩。
It is.Only through the salvation of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，注意听啊。
Please listen carefully.
在属灵的光景当中
Within the spiritual perspective.
在一个教会里面
Within the church.
不会有一个属灵孤独的人
There are no spiritual loners.
或说是没有一个属灵的独行侠 Lone ranger.
Or there's no lone ranger. Spiritual lone ranger.
Lone ranger is cool, right? But no.对不对？你说孤单的人好像很可怜，你做一个独行侠就很帅，是不是 ？No， 在神的教会里面，弟兄姐妹没有所谓的外人
，and there are no outside people in within the church。
在神的教会里面，弟兄姐妹没有那种浮浮沉沉的人
，there are no drifters，
没有观众
，there are no spectators，
没有听众
，or listeners。
Our audiences, right? No viewers, no audiences. 弟兄姐妹，因为我们是什么？合一的。
Because we are one, united.
神的生命在你我里面。
You and I both all have God's life within us.
神的生命在我你我里面震动着。
And it is flowing and pulsing within us.
你跟我都是在主的身体里面重要的一个器官，重要的一个细胞，重要的一个肢体。
We are all vital parts or members of this living body.
没有尊贵或低贱的高低之分。
There are no degrees, different degrees of importance.
没有说哪一种服事或哪一种职责。是更尊贵有尊荣的哪一种职责哪一种服事是低贱的
There's no different types of service or ministry that is more significant or more important or less significant or less important
属神的人每一个人都在基督的身体里面是有生命上面的贡献都是重要的都是有影响的
And we are all equal, equally important and vital to God's body, to the church.
这是神要我们对教会有一个正确的一个图像。
That is the picture of the church that God wants us to have.
所以我们说不是一个机构。
So we're not an organization.
也不是一群专业人士去筹办的一些活动，然后我们来享受、来观看而已。
And we're not just a group of people, paid professionals that form an organization for other people to watch and enjoy.
我们是有一群生命的投入，我们是有一群生命的分享。
We are all living and we are all participate in living together and sharing.
我们是有一群生命的付出。
And it's offering our lives together.
你跟我都是一样重要的。
We're all equally important.
所以教会一定要有合一。
So God's church needs to have unity.
那第二点呢，他讲到的就是这个不同。
Well, the second aspect is diversity.
那这个不同讲到的是属灵的恩赐的区别和不同。
This diversity is talking about the different spiritual gifts that are diverse.
你看第十四节，他讲到这个合一的重点之后，他就说身子不是一个肢体啊，是有许多的肢体。
So in verse 14 it says, For the body does not consist of one member, but of many.
圣灵只有一位，可是圣灵所赐予的属灵恩赐却是多种的，却是有区别的，却是有不同的。
There is one spirit, but what he gives are different and diverse spiritual gifts.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有吃过一个很好吃的这种这个高级汉堡？
Dear brothers and sisters, have you ever had a nice gourmet burger?
我在想这个比喻的时候，我又想到这个时间不对，可能我这样一讲，大家肚子更饿了。
When I think about this analogy, I thought this might not be the appropriate time to give this analogy because people might get hungry.
可是后来我想，可能正好，这样你的注意力集中一点。
Then I thought, oh, it might be good because I'll get your attention.
因为牧师要描述一个很好让人这个流口水的汉堡了。
Because the pastor is going to illustrate a very delicious burger that will make you salivate.
对，我都不知道中文怎么讲，一个 juicy burger.
It's a very juicy burger.
流着汁液的汉堡，我不知道你有没有吃过这样子的汉堡。一个好吃的汉堡
，It's a delicious burger.
要有两片新鲜的面包
，And we need two fresh toasted buns.
对不对？对，哦 ，toasted， 你跟他讲，新鲜烤过的面包
，fresh toasted，
不能烤焦，要稍微烤一点点焦黄
，only a little bit toasted， can't be。
我知道，因为我很喜欢吃这个汉堡。然后呢，你那个青菜的叶子一定是要是新鲜刚摘下来的，甚至还有一些这个露水在上面。
And then the lettuce has to be crisp and green and still a little bit watery.
青里发白，白里透青。
And it's green on the outside, but white on the inside.
Right, yeah, yeah. No, 不可以有这个一点点的这种，好像什么那个棕色，是不是？
So can't be discolored. Can't be discolored.
然后你要新鲜，最好是那个刚从那个番茄藤上面摘下来的，切片下来的那个番茄放进去。
And vine-ripe tomatoes that are cut perfectly.
那这个肉饼啊
，and then the patty
不可以是冷冻的
，can't be frozen.
那刚绞出来，用手捏紧的。
And it's fresh from fresh ground meat.
撒一点点盐，一点点胡椒。
Just lightly salted and peppered.
然后呢，当你要吃的时候，你就把这面包、把这个新鲜的蔬菜、新鲜的番茄、新鲜的肉饼摆在一起。
And when you're about to enjoy it, you put all of this together and smash it in and together, put it together.
Yeah, but don't smash.
Oh, don't smash it.
你不可以压扁它，你轻轻的这样子摆好，两只手拿好就。
So you lightly take it and you bring it to your mouth.
香脆爽口
Delicious.
好了，今天你说，但是这个汉堡啊，我要把它变成一种合一的汉堡。
But today I say, I want to mix all of this up.
Yeah, in unity, right?
In unity.
因为合一很重要，我把我汉堡合一起来。
Because unity is important, right?
So I want this hamburger to
have unity.
然后我中间再夹个面包，再夹个面包，然后夹起来就变成一个三层的面包，这个是合一的汉堡。
So if I just take the bread, two pieces of the bun, and then put in extra layers of just bread, then I have a bread that is united or have unity.
或者你拿两片青菜
or two pieces of lettuce.
中间夹三片青菜。
And then put two more pieces of lettuce in between.
两片番茄，中间夹三片番茄。
Or two pieces of tomato, or and then three extra layers of tomato.
还是两片肉饼，中间再加三片肉饼。
Or similarly with patties.
我不知道，我们中间有人爱吃肉的，可能这个最后一个汉堡是你最喜欢的。汉堡肉夹汉堡。
Of course, those of you who are meat lovers would love this.
可是弟兄姐妹，这个不叫合一的汉堡啦。
But that's not a hamburger that is that has unity.
因为你这个汉堡变成这个样子，弟兄姐妹，这不叫合一，这个叫什么？单调。
What this is called is simple, plain, singular.
Yeah. Well, it's no longer a unity, right? It's just boring. 是不是？那可能另外有人说，那这个比喻不好。
So many other people say, well, this is not a good illustration.
那你合一的话，你要真合一的话，你就把这个汉堡、面包、青菜、番茄、肉饼摆在一起后怎么样？把它放在那个打汁机里面打。
Well, if you really want true unity of this hamburger, you would put all of these ingredients in a blender and blend it all up.
那当然，因为它是套餐，所以你可乐要倒进去。
Well, of course, this is a combo, so then you pour in the Coke.
And 你放几条，是不是？
And French fries put in.
那个薯条要扔进去啊！你把它打打打的。
And then you blend it and mix it all together.
真是合一啊！
Then you have true unity.
你那个东西倒出来以后，你看着它。
And when you pour that out,
弟兄姐妹，养分都在。
All the nutrients are there.
那是汉堡、可乐和这个薯条。
Hamburger, the fries, and the Coke.
吃到肚子里都一样，是不是？
It's the same when it enters into the stomach.
可是你看着那个颜色，
but when you look at the color,
你闻着那个味道，
and you smell,
弟兄姐妹，这不叫合一，
that's not unity.
这叫做入不了口，
it's disgusting.
我就没讲，我就是要不然就是说恶心了，是不是？
It's disgusting.
吃不下去，
you can't
吞不下去。
eat that.
弟兄姐妹，在教会里面。如果我们讲合一的时候，讲到的就是大家都要一样。
So similarly, when we talk about the unity in the church, we're not talking about everybody has to be the same.
那养分仍然在啊。
The nutrients are there.
好像某种程度上面我们是吃了嘛。
So in other words, so we've ate it.
可是它不美。
But it's not pretty.
而且它不平衡。
And it's not balanced.
弟兄姐妹，神做事情的时候就是平衡的，就是美的。
What God does is beautiful, pretty, and nutritious.
弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人的这个恩赐是不同的。
All of our spiritual gifts are different.
可是很多时候，我们好像不知道是太谦虚了，还是我们太怕这个锋芒毕露。
But a lot of times we're either too humble or we're just afraid of the hard work.
所以我们努力就是你跟我都差不多一样嘛，因为我们都是没有分高低的，所以我们都差不多一样。
So then we say to each other, "Ah, we're pretty much the same. There's no differences in us."
所以呢，我盼望我的恩赐跟你的恩赐差不多一样。
So I hope that my spiritual gift and your spiritual gift is similar.
或者我希望其他的人在我的旁边就跟我差不多。
Or everyone else that's around me are similar.
我们平等嘛。
We're all equal, right?
可是弟兄姐妹，这不叫合一啊。
But dear brothers, that's not unity.
这单调。
It's boring.
这入不了口。
It's can't swallow it.
这个不美观。
It's not pretty.
没有它的平衡，没有它的作用。
There's no balance and there's no purpose.
弟兄姐妹，一个身体是有它许多的肢体的。
Dear brothers and sisters, a body has different members.
这个身体的每一个部位，没有一个是没有功用的。
And every member of the body has a purpose.
一个活的，一个有活力的，一个柔美的身体，一个健康的身体，弟兄姐妹，是每一个部分都是活着的，都是有活力的，都是有作用的。
And a living, active, organism, every member.Of that organism has a purpose and is active and living.
当我们照着神的旨意，弟兄姐妹，去活出我们在圣灵里面领受到的恩赐，而去服侍，而去过生活的时候，
and when we live our life and serve with these spiritual gifts that are given by the Holy Spirit,
那我们就将基督那柔美的身体的形象，我们就好好的呈现出来了。
Then we are displaying and manifesting. The beautiful, perfect picture of Christ to the world.
弟兄姐妹，我可能不知道你每一个人的这个恩赐是什么。
Now, I may not know personally what your spiritual gift is.
但是我可以确定的是
But what I can be sure of,
只要你是属于主的身体
If you belong to the body of Christ,
那你就一定有神要你的功用
Then there is a use and a purpose for you.
而且是一个很美好的功用，是一个很尊荣的功用
And it is a honorable andA beautiful purpose.
你也一定会有圣灵所赐的恩赐。
And you will have the spiritual gift given by the Holy Spirit.
你一定会在属灵的层面，你一定会在天国的里面，你一定会有一个很荣耀的贡献。
And you will have a divine and beautiful contribution to the kingdom of God.
你会有神所赐的事工。
You will have a ministry designed or called by God.
你的事工会受神的祝福，你会被神大大的使用。
And that ministry will be blessed by God and be used by God.
所以弟兄姐妹，在教会里面，我们不要有这样的现象。
So let's not have this condition within the church.
手跟脚说，手跟脚说我不拿东西了。
The hand says to the foot, I'm not going to hold anything.
或脚跟手说我不走了。
Or the foot tells the hand, I'm no longer going to walk.
眼睛跟耳朵说我不再看了。
And the eyes tells the ears, I'm no longer going to see.
你知道眼睛如果跟耳朵说我不要看东西了。
Do you know if the eyes tells the ears, I no longer want to see anything?
那耳朵怎么办呢？
What does the ears do?
它还是要走啊。
It still needs to go on.
所以耳朵就努力地去看。
So then the ears will try hard to see.
可是他看不清楚。
But he can't see.
他就会跌倒。
Then he'll fall.
耳朵的样子跟眼睛完全不一样，结构这个功用完全不同。
Because the function and the purpose of the eyes and the ears are completely different.
所以当我们不愿意去顺着神的心意去服事的时候，弟兄姐妹。
So when we are, when we don't submit or, don't submit to God's will to serve.
那就好像强迫那个手，我如果我是脚，你是手，我就强迫那个手说，我今天不走了，你用手去爬吧。
It's as if the foot tells the hand that I no longer want to walk, so you as the hand needs to crawl.
是啊，这个身体还在动嘛。
Because the body is moving.
但是它残废的在动。
But he's handicapped.
那整个身体趴在地上没腿的，只有两只手在那边爬。
Because if the feet tells the hand it doesn't want to walk, then the body is crawling with the hands.
有的时候为什么教会好像会变得像组织或机构一样？
Why does the church sometimes turn into an organization?
可能就是因为生命的某个部分不存在或不愿意参与，所以只好借着机构这种人为的架构去稍微让它这个好像表面上面的这个活动好像还在蹒跚蹒跚的向前进。
Because a certain member or part of the body doesn't want to perform or be responsible for its own function, and then it forces the other members or parts of the body to function and to compensate.
主耶稣的身体绝对不是残废的。
The body of Christ is definitely not handicapped.
可是今天弟兄姐妹，也许你我因为不了解，所以你我把主耶稣基督的身体搞残废了。
But because we don't understand the true meaning of this the of the body, then we become handicapped body.
弟兄姐妹，今天教会受到这个疫情的影响也很大。
So, dear brothers and sisters, today, under the pandemic, it has affected the church.
全世界的人都受到疫情的这个影响，不是只有教会。
Not just the church, but everybody in this world.
但是疫情带来的弟兄姐妹是什么？
But what did the pandemic bring?
疫情因为是病毒，所以它带来的就是病。
Because it is a virus, it brings sickness.
今天这个病也侵入到神的教会里面。
And this sickness has entered into the church.
今天我们不是说要不要隔离，要不要留在家里，要不要来到教会，要不要戴口罩，要不要打疫苗。今天我们讲的不是这个。
Well, we're not talking about do we quarantine, stay at home, or having this, following the safety protocols of wearing masks?
我们今天讲到的弟兄姐妹是主耶稣基督的身体是不是有生命？
What we're talking about today is, does the body of Christ living and active?
你是主耶稣基督的身体的一部分，你是不是有生命？
If you are a member of the body of Christ, do you have life?
你有没有活力？
Are you active?
你有没有动力？
Are you active?
你有没有信心？
Do you have confidence?
你有没有供应？
Do you have contribution?
你有没有贡献?
Do you have contribution?
你有没有因此得到圣灵的亲密、圣灵的引领和圣灵的赐福?
Have you received the strength and the connection from the Holy Spirit?
弟兄姐妹，这是我最关心的。
This is what I'm concerned about the most.
这是神最关心的。
This is what God's concern is.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要讲别人的教会。
Let's not talk about other churches.
我们不要讲哥林多的教会。
Let's not talk about the Corinthian church.
我们不要讲你听说某某某谁谁谁的教会怎么样做，怎么样子这个怎么样行。
Or what other churches are doing.
我们只要问我们自己。
Let's just ask ourselves.
你甚至不要问，我听过我们教会里面的人说，你们教会要怎么做？
I've heard people ask, what are we going to do?
No, they say, what are you going to do as a church?
What are you going to do?
我想，我的教会，是啊，这是我的教会啊。
So I thought to myself, yeah, this is my church.
但是是我的教会，不是因为我是牧师，是我的教会，因为是我属于他。
And it's not my church because I'm the pastor,
but it is my church because I'm a part of this church.
I'm a part of this church.
因为我属于教会的弟兄姐妹，教会的弟兄姐妹属于我。
Because I'm a part of the brothers and sisters of this church, and the other brothers and sisters of this church belong to me.
因为我属于基督。
Because I belong to Jesus.
基督也属于我。
And Jesus belongs to me.
所以我动。
That's why I'm active.
那你动吗？
Are you active?
你怎么可以在一个教会里面问你们教会的决定是什么？
How can you ask as a part of the church, what are you going to do?
那你就不是教会了吗？
Then you're no longer the church.
所以我们不懂，那也没有关系，因为我们不了解教会是什么。
So we don't understand the true meaning of church.
今天这篇信息太丰富了。
This is a packed message.
我已经把我的笔记已经减少一半了。
I've already cut my notes in half.
但今天还有两点没讲完。
But I haven't finished the two other points.
但是没关系。
But it's okay.
因为我觉得最重要的，我祷告就是神能够将他的心意带给我们。
But most important is I bring God's message out.
弟兄姐妹，我们如果蒙恩得救。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we have received this salvation from Jesus,
我们最宝贵的就是神在基督里面赐给我的这个生命。
The most precious thing to us is this new life that we've received from Jesus.
这个生命是因为基督，所以它在跳动的。
And this new life is because of Jesus, and that is why it's pulsating.
所以是有活力的。
And that's why it is pulsating.Active.
所以是有生命的
and it has life.
所以是有盼望的
there's hope.
所以是有信心的
and there's confidence.
今天我们的教会，我们的这个小群体
today our church,
我们当中有许多人走在神的心意里面，感谢主。
Praise the Lord. There's a few of us walking in God's will.
可是我知道我们当中有些弟兄姐妹在爱教会在服事当中觉得是一个残废的人在爬。
But I do know that there are people here that are serving and feel like they're handicapped crawling.
那我们今天在教会里面有些人还在做观众听众。
And today there are still people that are among us that are still spectators.
所以今天我们的教会是生病的。
That's why today our church is sick.
感谢神，这个病我是医不了的。
But praise God that I'm not able to heal this sickness.
所以我们来到神的话面前。
That's why we come before God's word.
我们来到主的面前。
And we come before our Lord.
他是那位有大能医治的。
He has the great power and the great healer.
弟兄姐妹，你我都要先被医治。
Dear brothers and sisters, you and I both need to be healed.
主的身体，主的教会才能够得医治。
So that God's church, God's body can be healed.
让我们去祷告。
Let us pray together.
父神，我们将今天早上主你话语的分享，我们恭敬交在你自己的手中。
Lord, we lift up your message into your hands.
主，我们愿你的圣灵在我们每一个人的心里面，主你做你奇妙的工作。
May your spirit perform the miracles in our lives.
主，今天我们不要回应人。
Let us not respond to man.
我们也不观望我们旁边的人。
Let us not look to the people beside us.
我们只将我们自己带到你的面前。
Let us just bring ourselves before you.
主，让我们经历你圣灵的美好。
So that let us experience the goodness of your spirit.
让我们经历你话语的滋润。
And let us taste the sweetness from your word.
主，我们求你医治我们。
May you heal us.
主，求主你将你自己的身体能够呈现出你的荣耀。
So that your body can display your beauty.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.